Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namitha Raghunath. Today is Thursday, the 25th of May, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In Switzerland, a team of scientists have helped a paralyzed man walk again. Gert-Jan Oskam was paralyzed in a cycling accident 12 years ago. But now, through electronic brain implant technology, his brain can send thoughts to his legs and feet, allowing him to walk. These brain signals are sent to his feet through an implant on his spine. Mr. Oskam said it has been a long journey, but he can finally stand up and have a beer with his friend. In Germany, police have carried out raids in 7 states. This was a part of an investigation into climate campaigners in those states. For months, the Last Generation group has disrupted traffic in German cities. Authorities have condemned their campaign as completely crazy. German authorities have been questioned about whether the Last Generation group can be legally defined as a criminal organization. Politicians have demanded jail sentences for these campaigners. Around 170 police members took part in yesterday's raids. Asia and Oceania. India and Australia have announced a major migration deal. The deal aims to strengthen their economic cooperation. The announcement came after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi flew to Australia yesterday. The deal aims to help the migration of students, graduates, researchers, and business people between both countries. In Australia, a 95-year-old woman's death has caused public anger. The woman was tasered by police at an Australian care home. Claire Nowland was critically injured after it was reported that she was walking around the care home with a knife. The officer who tasered Miss Nowland has been charged with assault. The Americas. In the United States, South Carolina has passed a bill that would ban nearly all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. This is before most women know they are pregnant. The bill is expected to be signed into law by the state's Republican governor, Henry McMaster. But it will now face legal challenges. The majority of southern U.S. states have lowered abortion rights. This is since the Supreme Court took away the nationwide right to abortion last year. State Senator Mia McLeod said the ruling was disheartening.
Is sadness, one is anger, frustration, I mean, you name it. It's so disheartening to think that 41 men in this body can make decisions for women and girls that will impact women and girls across our state for generations to come.
In the U.S. territory of Guam, yesterday, Super Typhoon Mawar hit the island. Strong winds and rain has caused a power outage across most of the island. It is one of the strongest typhoons to hit the U.S. territory in years. As of yesterday afternoon, only 1,000 people on the island had power. Africa. In Sudan, there are reports that a fighter plane belonging to the military has crashed. It is not clear if it was shot down or if it crashed due to a technical failure. The aircraft was on fire before it crashed in the capital city, Khartoum. The pilots had escaped the plane by using parachutes. In Algeria, a well-known opposition leader has been detained by the authorities. This is for unknown reasons. Karim Tebboune has become well-known during mass pro-democracy rallies. These rallies have been organized by the Hirak movement. In 2019, Hirak protesters forced long-term president Abdelaziz Bouteflika to step down. They are now demanding changes to the government. Dozens of people have been detained in Algeria over links to the movement. And finally, in Switzerland, singer Tina Turner has died at the age of 83. Tina Turner had suffered with her health in recent years. She was diagnosed with intestinal cancer in 2016 and had a kidney transplant in 2017. Tina Turner was one of rock's most famous voices. She is best known for her hits, including Proud Mary, What's Love Got to Do with It, and The Best. And that's your world news in 7 minutes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. And if you listen on Spotify, then please leave a star rating. You can also send us a message at send7.org. I'm Namitha Raghunath. Tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a lovely day.